Proclamation number 8103, dated the February 16th, 1962. Taking refuge in Jesus. The adversary's activity. My adversary seeks to extinguish the light which shines brightly down to earth. And all of you will still experience his activity, for he does not shy away from anything if he believes he can reach his goal with it. And the light shines brightly already and places those people who accept it and allow it to shine into their hearts into a state of realization. The light, however, exposes my adversary, and people try to detach themselves from him, for they see the cross of Christ light up and turn to the Divine Redeemer for help to release them from the enemy of their souls. For this reason he leaves no stone unturned to extinguish the light from me. Yet he will have little success, for those who belong to me are also capable of offering him resistance. And they also receive the strength from me to take their path as bearers of light. They protect the light themselves, because they are faithfully devoted to me and thus the adversary has no power over them. It is the time of the end where my adversary's activity emerges ever more fiercely, but Roman 1, 2, will reveal myself remarkably and my own will recognize me and remain loyal to me, precisely because they are enlightened, because they know about the battle between darkness and light. And every individual person will have to battle it out with the adversary as well. However, I will stand by anyone's side who wants to belong to me and he will be victorious. He will recognize where shadows spread across the light and leave this situation as long as the adversary works in it. Yet a person can consider himself fortunate if he has entered the flow of love which comes to you in the form of my words. The darkness can no longer scare him and neither need he fear that his light will be taken away from him and that he will descend into darkness again. But he must voluntarily have entered the kingdom of my light. He must accept my word, which is conveyed to earth from above, in his heart and thus open it of his own accord, so that the light from above can shine in and brightly illuminate him from within. Then he truly need no longer fear my adversary's game of deceit. Then he will ward off the adversary himself through the light, which the latter avoids. And if you fear that you don't have enough strength to fend him off when he beleaguers you, then take the path to the cross, call upon Jesus and appeal to him for strength, and your desire for Jesus will be a certain means of defense against the enemy. For Jesus once faced him in battle and defeated him. And thus his power was broken. He will never be able to rise against Jesus. He will never succeed in snatching a human being back from Jesus again, for he protectively holds his hand over the one whose soul he bought back from his adversary with his blood. Jesus Christ is the Divine Redeemer who is merely my shell in which I embodied myself in order to give you humans your freedom again if it is your will to liberate yourselves from his control. And once you have turned to me in Jesus again, he can truly no longer snatch you from me because his power will have been broken. And anyone who has taken the path to the cross, to Jesus, lives in light as well. This is why my adversary spends the greatest effort to extinguish every light which might illuminate the path to the cross for people. Yet he is incapable of achieving anything if the human being himself doesn't want it. You should always bear in mind that you need only desire the light for it to shine for you, that you should only have Jesus as your goal and that you will safely reach this goal. For only your will decides whether you live in light or in darkness. My side will always kindle a light for you. My side will impart the truth to you and in its bright radiance you will also find the right path. I myself radiate the light to earth by sounding my word. I myself speak to you, and that also signifies the illumination of your hearts with my light of love. And then only your will determines the degree of realization, for my word is instructive and informs you of my will. If you comply with it, the light will become increasingly brighter and you'll recognize my adversary's activity and offer him resistance. And he will leave you alone, because he avoids the area of light you occupy now because you have become my own. Amen.